Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the hot new Q. QLJNradio.com. Still the hottest, coolest radio station on the net. With award-winning talk show personalities and DJs. The Q.
Good evening and welcome to Embracing Love, the show about love and relationships. I am your worldwide host, Dr. Charles Dean, and tonight you are with me on Embracing Love. How's everyone doing this evening? This is the hot new Q, QLJNradio.com. Share with a friend and let them know that Embracing Love is on the air. You can dial in at 515-605-9768. We're streaming live on the hot new Q, QOJNradio.com. It's been a minute, family. I am glad to be back. So many things has been going on. God has truly opened the doors and have blessed me in so many ways. And we've had some technical difficulties on the airways over the last couple of weeks. We are putting together a new segment for QLJN. It's going to be QLJN East for entrepreneurs and individuals that have a product that they want to put out there. Maybe you have a service that you would like to present to the public. We're looking for new hosts that's going to be a part of QLJN Radio East. You can email me at qljnradioeast@gmail.com and send me a cover letter that's indicating a host, your product, or your service. And we will contact you as we get ready to launch the new division of the hot new Q, qljnradio.com. Share with a friend. Let them know that Embracing Love is on the air. Tonight, I have a great show for you. Embracing Love is a show about real people with real day-to-day issues, with real relationships. And tonight, we're going to talk about that. I'm not just going to put a band-aid on it and tell you everything is going to be okay. I have to get to the root of the problem. I'm going to respond to your emails, your phone calls, and we're going to get through this together. A lot of you have emailed me, and you've been telling me a lot of your situations and problems that's been going on. I have not forgotten about you. Love has not forgotten about you. There's many of you out there that are listening, and you're dating, or you're engaged, or you've been married, and the day-to-day issues, just general things that take place in your life can just put a strain on your relationship. You may be dating and going through some challenges and thinking that the person that you are dating or even engaged to is the wrong person. Not necessarily so. Sometimes you just have to look in different directions, and you have to open up your heart and open up your mind to be able to find out what's actually happening in that relationship. See, we don't always know. We think that everything's supposed to be just peachy keen, hunky-dory, and everything is supposed to be perfect. We're not supposed to have ups and downs and problems. And if this was done for me, we wouldn't be going through this, that, and the other. Because it didn't happen in my past relationship, or I don't want it in this relationship, or I know people that are sincerely happy in their marriage, and they have been dating for so many years, and things seem to be fine. That may be true. But so many things happen in your own personal life. We have to look at who you are as a person. We have to look at your dysfunctions, things that you've been through growing up, high school, college, family, issues, bullies, some of your reflex of life, your triggers, as they say, your mindset. Where is it? Your marriage may be on the rocks, and maybe you feel like you are ready to throw in the towels. I'm going to call it quits. I'm ready to walk away because this ain't working for me. As long as we've been together, I never thought that I would feel this way. Something has happened. I want you guys to stay tuned tonight, and you just may find a way to turn that marriage around, turn that relationship around, and rekindle that fire. Now, please understand, you may not like all the answers I'm going to be talking to you about tonight. And it might even hurt. But like any open wound, it must be cleaned out so that it can heal properly. You just can't always just put a Band-Aid to stop the bleeding, to stop the hurt. Otherwise, you may have a scar or a scab that stays there forever. However, it's going to remind you of what happened. But a lot of times we want to forget about some of the problems and the issues that has happened in our lives. So therefore, we need to clean it out. Dig deep, deep, deep down and say, hey, I can't go through this no more. I don't want to deal with these problems anymore. I might not never forget about it, but I want to live my life where I'm okay knowing about it. See, my goal is to teach couples great ways to communicate, to listen, to learn, to express your needs and your desires clearly. How to create romance in a healthy relationship. How to embrace a fulfilling life. That's right. How to become a satisfied, intimate, and connected couple. That's what it's all about. You did not get into that relationship. You did not get married so that you could be disconnected from your significant other. To my singles, I want to talk to you about embracing love as a single, healing from your hurt and moving forward. Do not let the hurt of the past hold you back. You are able to move forward. You just have to understand how to get past it. You were looking for love, looking for that right man, that right woman. I'm here to help you with that too. Well, it's Wednesday, the middle of the week, and you're listening to Embracing Love, the show about love and relationships. Listen, family, hit me up on Facebook, Embracing Love, and let me know what's up for the weekend. I always talk about this on Wednesdays because there are so many people that are in relationships and they are just existing. That's it. They're not moving forward. They're standing still. They're in a relationship, and you are my significant other. I am your man. You are my lady, and we are just here. So kind of post and embracing love and let everyone know maybe what your plans are as a couple or as a single. Maybe you guys as singles can do some type of meetups and get together and go to my archives and catch the show How to Date online dating and work it out the right way. Maybe if you're married or you're in a serious committed relationship and you're dating, maybe you get together with some like-minded couples and hang out and have a good time. So hit me up on Facebook and let me know what's going on this weekend and stay connected with me. You can also subscribe on SoundCloud, YouTube, and on Twitter. My handles are Dr. Charles Dean on all my handles. Visit my website at drcharlesdean.com if you would like to schedule a free 30-minute consultation. Never be afraid to talk about it. Share with your friends, family, and let them know that Embracing Love is on the air. We're streaming live on the hot new Q, QOJNRadio.com. All right, let's jump into this. So many things can happen in just a couple of days when we leave one another from Wednesday to Wednesday, and, you know, work, traffic, kids, church, about 100 million different things can just take place. Emotions, these things can affect your relationship. These things will affect your relationship if you allow. See, the thing about it is you don't mean to snap at your spouse, and you definitely did not mean to forget their birthday. But this is something that happens because life is going on, and maybe your mind was somewhere else. But see, life happens. It's just things that just takes place as you just move on. But see, what happens is a lot of us just get into things, and it becomes the norm. It becomes routine. Day after day after day after day. And those days turns into weeks, and those weeks turns into months. And before you know it, you are not even in the field anymore. You're really not even a part of the team anymore, because things have just slowed down. You get up, you go to work, you come back, and you're just trying to figure out what's going on in this relationship. What's happening in my marriage? Why am I not as happy as I used to be before? But you have to be able to understand the issues, the day-to-day problems, the things that goes on, and you cannot allow them to affect your relationship. Because if you go under my teaching, my coaching, I'm here to let you know that the person that you are with, the person you are married to, the one that you are expressing your love and your feelings to, is the one that you should be running home to. The one that you should be calling throughout the day when you're having problems and issues. The one that you should be able to just send a text to say, I miss you, I love you, I'm thinking about you. I'm having a crazy day right now, and I just need to hear your voice. Send me a smiley, something, an emoji. Send me something that let me know I have you. You're with me. I know you can't always get a phone, and maybe things just aren't right at work and you can't talk. But hey, I'm not going to keep your time. I'm not going to take you away from your job. I need to call your office just for a second just to hear your voice. That's what it should be all about. That's the reason for it. You know, that person is your helpmate. That person is your soundboard. So tonight I want to talk to you about your relationship. Is your relationship just existing? I mean, is it just humdrum? You are happy at one point in time, but now you're just not as happy as you were before. Let's put it that way. There's nothing going wrong in the relationship. It's, you guys are just on different fields. You're on different sides of the lake. You guys got to a fork in the road. There was a big tree in the middle of the forest, and you couldn't see the happiness and the joy and the things that was going on. And now your relationship is just existing. It's just there, and you have no idea what to do. But the thing about it is, you have no idea what to do, and you haven't done anything. When you say, hey, sweetie pie, how are you feeling? What's going on? And if she says something to you and you talk to her, then you got good communication. But if you just walk in the door and you just say, hey, babe, how's your day? Same old, same old. Okay, cool. You drop the keys. You drop your bag. You go in one room. She's in another room. Just don't really communicate. What happened to the 10-second kiss you used to have? What happened to the I miss you? What happened to give me some love and some hugs? I know the kids are around. I know you got Bible study tonight. I know you got things going on. I know you need to get online and you know, check your emails and do those things. I know you brought work home, but you have someone in your home as well that is there for you. Is your relationship just existing? The problems and the issues that you're going through are right in front of your face. And you have no way of understanding what they are. Because your mindset has changed. Your thinking has changed. As they used to say back in the day, you have become very content in that relationship. You take each other for granted. She's just going to be there when it's all said and done. He's just going to be there when it's all said and done. That's not true. You should never, ever just assume that your significant other is going to be there, do things for you, you know, be by your side all the time, or even agree with everything, good, bad, or indifferent. I did a show before about love, and I've indicated that you should never ask a person why they love you when they tell you that they love you. If they love you, they love you, and everything is good. Don't worry about it. But they should never tell you why they love you, because at that point, when they then begin to tell you, if that changes, If you love her because she's a great cook, if she stops cooking, if you love him because he provides for the home, if he loses his job, what do you do? If you loving him because they keep their body tight and sexy, what happens when you get older, when you start working out? What happens when illnesses take part? See, when your significant other tells you that they love you, and you respond back, I love you, leave it alone. Just move forward. Don't put any condition on the love. You just keep doing you, and your significant other will just keep doing what they are doing. And then you have no expectations. If you come home and food is not on the stove cooking, don't worry about it. You might ask the question, what's for dinner? Are you cooking? However, if he or she says no, leave it alone. You might say, well, what do you want for dinner? Do you feel like cooking? Should I pick something up on my way home? Do you want me to call and order to get something? Because, see, if you have not communicated throughout the day, you don't know the type of day your significant other had. So when they come home, they may not be in the kitchen. It's going to be a hot show tonight, family. Is your relationship just existing? Those are the things you want to know. That's what you want to find out. We're on a hot new cue tonight. I just had a thought. But we're on a hot new cue tonight, and I'm going to jump into this. I had something lined up that I was going to play, but I think I want to break this one down by Avery Sunshine, Call My Name. Listen, share with a friend and let them know that Embracing Love is on the air, the hot new cue. You can dial in at 515-605-9768 and let them know the hot new cue is streaming live. Embracing Love is live on the air. I'm your worldwide host, Dr. Charles Dean, and we'll be right back.
Can I bring something up? Don't mean to be confrontational, but lately we haven't made time to be conversational. Don't you see nothing's no more? I guess life has gotten in the way. Yeah. How in the world could this happen to us?
Every sunshine, call my name. Every sunshine said, do you know my name? I mean, we live in the same house, but do you know who I am anymore? This is what I want to do, because this is one of my, that's one of my favorite songs. I'm going to break this song down for you. I've done it before, and the audience loves it. So she says, can I bring something up? So it's like, I need to talk to you. I mean, we need to talk about something. I don't mean to be confrontational. I'm not trying to cause no problems. I don't want to fight. I don't want to argue with you. I just need to bring something up, and we need to talk about something. I'm not trying to go there. I just want to talk. See, lately, we haven't made time to be conversational. We don't talk anymore. You get up early, you're out the door. I get up early, I'm out the door. I barely get a kiss on the cheek to say bye. We work all day. You're in meetings all day long. I'm in meetings all day long. You know, You can't have your phone at work. We really can't connect. Traffic is crazy every day. The metro is a mess. I'm standing in line all day long. I got people around me that I don't really care for. By the time we get home, it's just time enough for dinner and it's time to go to bed. Tell your sweet nothing no more. See, we used to have pillow talk, candlelight dinners. We used to go out dancing, go to the movies, go to our favorite restaurant. We used to do things. Tell me your sweet nothings anymore. It's like we just don't do it. I guess life has gotten in the way because we haven't been out in months. I mean, our date night is like going to the big box store, you know, or maybe the grocery store, picking up something for the house, and we just happen to drive together. I want you to go, but you want me to go, you know, to carry the bags and different things. So how could this happen to us? We used to be that power couple. I mean, everyone looked at us and admired who we were. We held down the careers and, you know, we were the topic of the conversation at parties and, you know, we headline everything. Now we don't even talk. I mean, we haven't said, I mean, a good conversation to one another in a long time. We used to have so much to say. I mean, we were talking about things. I don't care if we talked about detergent, the writing on the back of a bus, if we saw a bumper on a car. We don't talk anymore. When was the last time you called my name? And I'm not just talking about when we're in the bedroom and you calling out my name and everything, or we're in the shower because you want something. But I'm talking about that nickname that you used to call me. I mean, when was the last time you called my name and had some love behind it, some intimacy behind it, some purpose, some romance behind it? Now we walk in the door and my name is Hey. Your name is What's Up? Hey, what's up? How was your day? All right, cool. I don't know where we went wrong. Things were great. We used to have so much fun, but now I don't know where things went wrong. And I don't want these days to turn into years. I mean, we need to catch this now. We see this going on right now. We need to catch this now and stop this now. So I decided not to live this way and talk to you about it. See, we can't go on like this. There's too much love between us. We don't fuss or fight. We don't argue. We don't slam doors. Our love is real. We just lost our way. And we need to get it back. So I'm asking you through my tears, meaning I'm reaching out to you. I know we haven't sat down, but I mean, We need to talk about this. I'm reaching out to you. I'm being transparent. I'm letting you know how I feel. I'm opening every bit of me to you. I'm putting my pride aside. I'm letting you know everything that's going on in my life because I want this relationship to work. I want this marriage to work. I love you. I want to embrace you. I want to hear those sweet words again. Hello, my love. Sweet baby, how was your day, beautiful? Baby, can I help you with anything? Is there anything you need me to do, sweetie pie? I mean, what is it? Truth be told, I'm upset that things just went the way they went. But I know we can get it back, and I want us to get it back. See, what we have to understand is that love is not practical.
Love isn't practical. See, it does. It isn't meant to be easy.
It doesn't appear on command. Hey, snap your fingers and love is there. It doesn't work like that. It doesn't let you fall for whomever you like. See, because if it was up to you, you would be with a certain person or certain look or certain style. It surfaces neither at any time, you know, the most opportune moment, nor is it convenient for you. Not love. It will pair you with someone that you may have never expected to be with. You know, it'll put a face-to-face meeting. It'll put you into obstacles, endless obstacles, problems. But in the end, none of that matters, because how you overcome those obstacles that you're dealing with in that relationship, that's what defines your love. And it may not be practical to you, and you may be bothered by it, but you have to change your mindset, because love is ultimately the best thing that will ever happen to you. You have to understand that when someone loves your company, it boosts your self-esteem. Every good relationship is based on a good friendship. So you need to let your partner know that you enjoy their time. You need to let your partner know that you enjoy, you know, being in their space. I enjoy communicating with you. I enjoy having you around. I enjoy sharing my dreams and my goals. I enjoy hearing your dreams and goals. I like going to bed early with you. I know we have crazy days, and sometimes you feel you need to sit up and get some work done. But, you know, for the most part, it's great to get in bed early after, you know, a crazy day and just have some pillow talk with that individual. Talk about some things. Enjoy your partner's company. See, you can get that back, because right now, your relationship is just existing. You have to find ways to love her. You have to find ways to love him. You just do things. We're in this information world where you can pull anything up. You can ask Google anything you want. You know, Google will tell you how to rekindle your marriage. Google will tell you how to have some fun dates. Google will tell you what cities to go to and how much money you need, or that you don't need any money. But you have to get that romance back. You have to be able to have that fun with one another, because right now you're not. Right now you're just trying to figure out what's going on. I mean, you're sitting on the edge of the bed and you're not sure. I mean, you think things are wrong, or your mind is playing tricks on you like things are wrong. There's nothing wrong. You just allow life to come in and play on your relationship. And you accept the excuses of work, church, family. Not necessarily your, what they want to do, but it's just the fact that things come up, and because you do love them, you accept some of the issues and the problems that they're going through, and sooner or later your relationship is dying and falling apart, and it's just existing, and you have no idea anymore how to make that relationship work. Listen, you have to understand that there are millions and millions of ways that you can let your significant other know that you love them, that you want to spend time with them, that you want to rekindle that relationship. Let them know. Show them that love. I tell you what, Will Downing can say it better than I can.
Life like with fast unlimited data? Check it out. With Metro PCS, you step into the latest trend. You like this? Do it.
I'm in a sweet spot. I'm in the clouds.
Share it. Watch it spread. You've been following. Now be followed. Get Metro PCS and enjoy a network that covers 99% of people in the U.S., just like AT&T and Verizon, for less. Switch now and get four lines of unlimited data for $100, period. Metro PCS. Wireless. Figure it out.
You're listening to the hot new Q. QLJNRadio.com. Still the hottest, coolest radio station on the net. With award-winning talk show personalities and DJs. The Q.
Welcome back to Embracing Love, the show about love and relationships. I am your worldwide host, Dr. Charles Dean. I want to thank you guys for being here with me tonight. It's been a great show. So tonight, we are talking about, is your relationship just existing? Is your relationship just existing? What's going on? So this is what I want to do. I want to hit maybe about three or four things as I get ready to go into the second half of this show. And I want to share some things with you. And hopefully you can move forward and build that relationship. You know, because what happens is it's always fun in the beginning. I mean, you know, the sparks are there, the romance is there, the sex is there, the intimacy is there. But see, over time, you know, life gets in the way. Family, friends, you. I mean, yeah, be truthful. I mean, some of us are just attention seekers, and our attention span is 2 months, a year, 3 years, whatever it might be. And then you feel you need something a little more exciting. It's not that you're going to step out in the relationship, but for you, it just feels like, you know, we don't do things anymore. We don't have fun anymore. All we do is stay in the house, or, you know, we don't communicate about things. We've gotten into the routine of just what work is and family is. And, you know, I go see, you know, the kids on the weekend, or, you know, you go see your parents on the weekend. You hang out with your boys, you hang out with your girls. And we've been doing this for 10 years, 15 years, 20 years. And it is what it is. We have just gotten into a rut. So now our relationship, our marriage is just existing. Learn to do exciting things together. You know, as your relationship develops, or as you rekindle your relationship, you have to be able to say, let's try something new. There, you watch TV, you see a commercial, something sparks. You go online, you go to, you know, whatever company it is that you see that has special, a cruise or something, a hotel, a night out, a festival, I don't know, a day. What do they call it? You know, a daycation. Whatever it is, just a different scenery. But keep each other laughing and having fun. Be silly about it. Be funny about it. You know, if you tell a joke and she finds you corny, she's probably gonna laugh because she finds you corny. But still, you put a smile on her face. And if it's that dance you do, you know, he wants to strip a dance and you know you really can't dance, you know, yeah, it's something different. He may laugh, but he's not laughing at you because you know, not the girl on the pole. You know, he's laughing because maybe he finds you cute and sexy, or it's something that you've never done before. So you have to do things that's exciting with one another. Go places and hang out in different things. Have a deep, here you go, a deep, meaningful conversation. Not so much a debate, but thoughts, provoking thoughts about something. Kind of learn one another over again. I heard something on the news. I saw something on the news. They had this at work. It was talked about at the water cooler, or whatever the case may be. It just may be something that you just need to connect with that individual about and kind of find out what's your thoughts on it. How do you think about this particular thing? How do you think about that particular thing? Kind of learn the emotions, learn their feelings, learn where they are, because it may have been so long since you've had this conversation. And you know, you think you know everything about them. So now it's time to dig deep.
you know, whether it's fake news or real news, but what is your opinion? Whether it's the holidays coming up, what's your thoughts about this? There's new members in the family. There's members that have left us, moved to another area, another city, where we're going to have it. How do you feel about this, that, and the other? What's going on with the kids? What's going on with the family? Tell me about you. How are you doing as a person? Not what you do at work. It's a meaningful conversation that you need to have with an individual. You need to just find out things to talk about. You know, go online and pull up an article just to have some conversation about. You know, here's another one. Just be thoughtful. See, intimacy isn't always going to be, you know, a grand gesture. It's not always going to be in the forefront of that relationship. You know, just do something simple. Just be, you know, thoughtful. Maybe a text, an emoji, maybe a sticky on the wall or the bathroom. You know, it's a great one. Here's a great one. Like when you're taking a shower and you know that shower gets really, really hot. Write something sweet in the mirror and just let it fade. And when he gets in the shower and he gets out of the shower, he'll see it. Or when she gets in the shower and she gets out of the shower, she'll see it. And it says something sweet and thoughtful and meaningful, you know. And you just gotta have fun with it. You gotta let them know that you appreciate who they are, you know. Make a couple times. Couple time is very important. And when I say couple time, when I coach couples, I indicate this. If you go out at least once a week, a date night, if you go out at least once a week, you've been out four times in a month. Four times. You've been out. As opposed of, you know, we haven't been out in 6 months. We haven't been out in a year. We don't go out anymore. Find something to do. Stop ordering online and bringing food to the house and all of those things. Just have a date night. You don't have to go eat. Have a date night. Take a stroll or around the block. You know, go out while you still have daylight. Find something different to do. Go out earlier in the day and then come back home and make love. I mean, I don't know. I mean, you know, just enjoy it. Make some couple time. Send the kids to Pop-Pop's house and Granny's, or get a neighbor or a friend, or, you know, where's the godparents at? Come and get these kids, you know, and just have some couple time. Run around the house naked and enjoy one another. I mean, that's what it's all about. You have to also express gratitude. Like every night before you go to bed, you should indicate, you know, your feelings, your emotions as to what's happening in there. You should let them know that I appreciate you. I love you. For all that you do and all that you don't do, just because of the person of who you are, I love you as this person. Show your gratitude, no matter how small it is or how random it is. Just indicate to them how you feel. This is going to help you, you know, fall deeper in love because this person appreciates you. Everybody needs to know, and everybody wants to know that they are appreciated. Everyone wants to know that I have a purpose in what I'm doing. I have a purpose in this individual's life. I'm here. They don't just take me for granted. You know, you have to find ways to be able to improve your intimacy. You have to find ways to be able to improve your relationship. Otherwise, it's just going to seem like it's just existing. You know, you have to have great habits. Develop. If you don't have any great habits, start developing. Go to the library, listen to my shows, get with someone that's going to guide you into great habits. Go to drcharlesdean.com and schedule a free consultation. I can give you some great habits in 30 minutes. We can talk about some things. Just find some great habits and start developing some fun things in your life, some great habits that's going to make your relationship great. Understand each other's careers and jobs. That's really, really important. because so many couples feel, you don't understand what I do. You don't understand what I do. My job is stressful. Listen to what they're saying. And if you're really listening to what they're saying, then make it a purposeful night, or take charge in making sure that they are comfortable and happy. You know, if she normally cooks, cook for her. If you can't cook, order some food, because she told you how crazy her day was, because you guys should have been connecting throughout the day. But let's say you don't connect throughout the day, and she walks in the house and she's got a frown, you know, and she's kind of upset about some things. You might not just want to leave her alone, or just leave him alone. Just, what is it, baby? How can I make it better for you? You want me to rub your back? You want me to rub your feet? You want me to? And here's another thing. Stop being afraid of your significant other. Really. I mean, if there's something going on in their body, maybe she's, you know, subconscious, or she's nervous about things that goes on, or she has some insecurities about her looks. You have to be able to love her past that, so she's okay with letting you touch her back or her hair or her feet or her legs or any of the above. Or, you know, maybe your man, you know, I'm maybe lacking in some areas, but you have to be able to enjoy them enough, you know, so that they feel appreciative that you like their body. Because it's not really about their body. It's about the love and the purpose that you guys have for one another. So, you know, it shouldn't be that kind of relationship to where you run a tub of water for them, and then when you walk in the bathroom, they say, get out. What are you doing? Get out. Don't be in here. Stop. Cut the lights out. That shouldn't be what it is. You guys should be able to see one another and enjoy one. All right, I'm going to leave that alone. That's a different show. We're going to talk about that another time. Yada, yada, yada. Okay. How about being funny without being cruel? You know, like the gestures or the funny things that you say. You know, you stupid. I mean, you just as dumb as a doorknob. I mean, was that in joking, or do you know that they're going to take that serious about what you said to them? You know, so you need to find that out. That's where that conversation came in a little earlier, about having a deep emotional conversation with your significant other, so that you can find out who they are, you know, their emotions. Because, you know, we get older, our emotions change. You know, we used to love certain things. Now we don't love them as much. We used to be okay with one particular thing. Now we're not really okay with it, but we still do it. Our patience isn't as strong or as long as it was before. So you still need to have these conversations with individuals and kind of find out what they like to do. You know, you may have, you know, enjoyed hiking and different things, and now someone has an illness or problems in their legs or their feet, and you haven't been hiking in years and years, and now you don't know what to do on the weekend. You know, you so now you have to reinvent things to do to have fun. So you got to be adventurous. You know, just find out what it is that you want to do. You know, step out of the box, the little square box that you're in. Step out of the box and learn to and enjoy one another. You know, how about this? You know, be passionate about their work, about what they do, their goals, their dreams. When they tell you about it, be excited for them. Don't be a dream killer. Don't shoot them down. Be excited about that. If it goes bad, it goes bad. If you guys talked about it and it has taken money out of the house, it's an investment that both of you guys have made a decision on. But you can't just shut them down, because sometimes, you know, that dream can take your relationship to a whole nother level. But because you have fear things that you did before, you're now putting fear into that relationship, and your significant other has a goal and a dream, and I want to bring it to you, and you shooting them down because you got shot down before or no one ever supported you. So be passionate about their goals, their dreams, their work. Even if it's a day-to-day career that they're doing, if they talk to you about it, just maybe listen. Have you ever tried this? Or maybe you should try that, or any of the above. Just try to make it work and try to find things that's going to make that relationship fun with one another. You know, so learn to be adventurous about. I'm laughing here in the studio. But listen, you just got to have fun as a couple. You really do just got to have fun. Listen, family, my time is really just about up. I mean, my time is gone. I have been really excited about being here with you guys tonight. It's been a long time coming. I will honestly say we've had some issues in the studio over the last couple of weeks. Mics wasn't working. We wasn't on air. But I'm back now. As they say, I'm back in full effect. I'm here for you. We're going to have fun. You know, take the shows out of the archives and go live. Listen, I told you guys before, if you have issues in a relationship, you got to sit down with someone. Let me tell you something. I am blessed. I will talk with everybody or anybody that wants to talk to Dr. Charles Dean. But listen, I am blessed. I got some businesses. I got some things going on. I can refer you to people if you don't want to talk to me, but you just like my you just like my show. I can refer you to people. If you want to talk to me, please talk to me. Go to drcharlesdean.com. I care, but I really just want you guys to get some help. I want you guys to be as happy as I am. I mean, I am ecstatic. You just don't understand it. One day I'm going to do a show just about Dr. Dean and his relationship. You just don't understand how God has blessed me. And I want to share that with you guys. I want you guys to know that happiness, true love, and fulfillment, your love tank, intimacy, it is there. You just got to figure it out. You just got to dust off the cobwebs and take it off the top of the shelf behind the books and the bags and the socks and the drawers and behind the refrigerator. You just got to go get it. Go into the garage and pull it out and dust off that love and that intimacy and that romance and those dating nights and the gifts and the flowers and the conversation. There's so much. You definitely can overcome all of these issues that you're dealing with because you have love for one another. So go to drcharlesdean.com and let's schedule a free 30-minute consultation. Never be afraid to talk about it. Listen, for those who go to my website, I have my book online, and it is available to you. See, if you're dealing with your marriage, if you got some issues in your marriage, and you want to talk about things in your marriage, I want you to get my book. My new ebook, Save Your Marriage, How to Develop a Lifelong Love. Get it. Order it. Put it on your Kindle. Download it. Take it with you everywhere you go. Keep it. Even if you're not married, but you're looking to get married a little later down the road, have it with you. Here's what you're going to get when you open up that book. First, see the problem and find the solution. See, if you don't see the problems in that relationship, you don't know what kind of solutions you need because there's nothing in you to dig up to say, hey, I got a solution. I got a thought. I got an idea. So first, see the solution. Learn how to communicate effectively. Get back to the beginning, the positive love that you once so much had. Get it back. My time is up, family. I want to thank you guys for being here with me tonight. Until next week, good night and God bless.
Thank you for listening to Embracing Love.
Embracing Love. Embracing Love.
Hosted by relationship coach Dr. Charles Dean. Join us again next Wednesday for another episode of Embracing Love here on the hot new QLJNradio.com. You're listening to the hot new Q. QLJNradio.com. Still the hottest, coolest radio station on the net. With award-winning talk show personalities and DJs. The Q.